We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network, from Learfield, this is Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. Also brought to you in part by Bud Light, proud friend of the Mizzou Tigers, famous among friends.
One, two, three.
Reception at the 38, to the 20, will not be caught, to the 10, to the house. Touchdown, Missouri.
Live from Buffalo Wild Wings, this is Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
Buffalo Wild Wings on Columbia's Southwest Side. I'm Mike Kelly. Barry Odom is alongside. We're with you until just about 7 o'clock. Coming up at the bottom of the hour in our players segment, a couple of Missouri natives, a couple of young freshmen that are making an impact on this Mizzou football team. Tight end Daniel Parker Jr. from Blue Springs will be with us, as will wide receiver from Raytown, Missouri, Dominic Jacinto. That comes your way at the bottom of the hour in our players segment. A reminder, Tiger Talk presented each and every week by Academy Sports and Outdoors, locations in Kansas City, St. Louis, Springfield, Joplin in Cape Girardeau, and in Columbia at 2651 Trimble Road. Academy Sports and Outdoors for all, for less. The bowl-bound Missouri Tigers will host Arkansas in the Battle Line Rivalry, presented by Shelter Insurance, on Black Friday, November the 23rd at 1:30. A reminder, it's the annual blackout game, so be sure to wear black to the game. Great seats are still available, including the Black Friday special. Four tickets for just $99. Special Black Friday announced tonight for the first time on Tiger Talk. There will be a Black Friday special for men's basketball. Four tickets for just $49. This includes Xavier, Morehead State, Tennessee, and Alabama. Again, four tickets, $49. Stay tuned to MUTigers.com when that gets released. The women's team in action tomorrow at 6. Wrestling opens up its season tomorrow against Virginia Tech at 7. Sunday is the last volleyball game of the season, and as always, you can get your tickets at MUTigers.com or going online at 1-800, by going online or calling 1-800-CATPAWS. Mizzou's football team coming off of a win against Vanderbilt last weekend at home, as the Tigers go to 6-4 on the season and now travel to Tennessee. That game kicks off 2:30 Central Time. Our coverage begins at 12:30 here on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield. Matt Weingartner is back with us this week. I know somebody that's very happy to have him with us. Everything seems to be working this week. Great to have Matt alongside. How's your week been, Barry Odom?
Everything's it's been really good. I want to go back to the tickets you were talking about for our Arkansas game, and I know we got plenty to talk about, but you led into that about tickets for our last home game. If there's anyone that's listening that want to go to the Arkansas game, and you don't have tickets, I'm going to buy the ticket. So make sure you get in touch with Ashley Moore in the Tiger Scholarship Fund. I'm going to buy it. I want as many people as we can get there in the stands. Let's go take care of business.
Hey, I love that idea. We'll get Ashley's number out for the Tiger Scholarship scholarship fund here during our next break. That's awesome. Thank you. You're in the giving mood.
It's Thanksgiving.
It is Thanksgiving.
We've got my favorite holiday of the year.
Yeah. We've got many, many things to be thankful for. Okay, so let's go back to the week itself. How's it been so far?
It's been solid. And, you know, the thing you get at this point in the year, the challenge for your guys to go prepare and be dialed into everything that you're doing. We've put so much emphasis on the month of November about finishing the right way, you know, since I've become the head coach. And our guys have responded. The things about going into this week, just like I talked about last week, if you spend too much time looking behind you or too much time looking ahead, then you don't take care of the present moment. And that's been our challenge this week, this getting dialed in to a really good Tennessee team and the preparation that's going to take for us to go play our best. And our guys have had a great week of practice. And I look forward to the way that we're going to respond to Knoxville. And I know that we're excited to go play.
Great week of practice would suggest that they handled the fact that they became bowl eligible very, very well.
Yeah.
Handled it like in kind of business-like fashion.
You want there to be excitement about that, and there is. But also we understand what's out there. And we understand the opportunities for us this week on what we need to do to be our best. And, you know, the way that this group has continued to work, the things that the vision and the goals that they have, you know, we really don't want to settle in and take a breath on, oh, you know, that's great. We've got six. Cruise control doesn't exist. We're full speed ahead.
What turned the tide in the game against Vanderbilt?
Yeah, I think more than anything, guys settling in and understanding, you know, we need to go execute the game plan. Yeah. There were a few things differently they were doing offensively, when, you know, for a defense to adjust to, and then offensively, the things that you look at on things that we left out there, plays we didn't connect on in any way, you know, it takes all 11 guys to make an offense work, and for us finally to calm down and get back into what we do in running the ball, and then guys making catches when we needed to, Drew making the pass the way they did, and then defensively stepping up, responding, understanding there's always going to be in-game adjustments, and for them to be able to do that, you know, it took a couple of series to get into that, but they responded well, played a really good second half.
We're going to talk about the game-winning drive, but talk us through the fourth and goal from the 1 yard line, just as you watched it unfold on tape after being through it several times, what happened on that play to allow your defense to get the stop?
Well, I think a number of things. Number one, our defensive staff did a nice job over the course of the week last week because of the preparation that it took. The defensive personnel grouping mm-hmm. that we had in the game matched, you know, what they had in. I think it was 23 personnel, so we got our big people in. But the same play that we had repped a number of times defensively last week in our goal line short yarded situation ended up being that fourth down call. DeMarcus Acey off the edge got enough of the leg of the ball carrier to slow him down just a little bit. There was great push by our defensive line. We controlled the line of scrimmage on that play, got penetration where we needed to, and then maybe didn't go as noticed, but you look at it through Therese Hall or weak side linebacker's eyes, he met the fullback who was really an offensive mm-hmm. guard on that side of the line of scrimmage, one of the best collisions you're going to see, and really caused a bubble there where we could rally to the ball. And it was great team football. All 11 guys did their job, did exactly what they were supposed to, and a great result.
And obviously there was a palpable shift that you could feel inside the stadium in terms of momentum. The offense comes out, goes on a 99.5-yard drive to win it.
That was big, and a lot of guys stepped up during that drive, and offensively – you could pick about 98 other spots you'd rather start on the field than where they did, but they made the most of it. They extended the drive on third downs. They made plays. Guys stepped up. We executed. We blocked and protected really well on the line of scrimmage. And to answer the way that we did, those two series speaks volumes about this team.
A lot of people stepped up, but there's a young man seated to your left that we're going to get a chance to introduce to the crowd that made a huge reception on that drive as well, talking about the wide receiver, Dominic Jacinto.
He did a great job. And, you know, the habits that he has throughout the week in practice, they show up continually on game day. Made a great read on what he thought by the leverage point that the defender had, you know, ended up in a vertical route, got enough separation and on top, Drew placed the ball where it needed to, and he made a tough catch. And those are things that we anticipate him doing along with the other offensive guys when they got an opportunity to make a play, because, you know, it doesn't matter. You never know what play is yours. You got to go own all of them.
We're off and rolling. Tiger Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Barry Odom's alongside. I'm Mike Kelly. At the bottom of the hour, our players segment. We'll visit with Daniel Parker Jr. and Dominic Jacinto. Block Party, the official tailgate partner of Missouri Athletics. Just show up. They handle the rest. BlockPartyPresents.com. Back after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh, dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Team jersey, check. Face paint, check. M-I-Z! Throat lozenge, check. Money for tickets? Ah, better check.
With Great Southern mobile banking, it's easy to check your balance, move some money, even pay someone back. Download the Great Southern app and be in your seat by game time.
C-O-U!
Great Southern Bank. We're fans, too. Data rates may apply. See carrier for details. Member FDIC.
Check.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Missouri Tigers. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Women have game plans, but sometimes the unexpected happens. That's why Vitae Foundation uses effective, research-based messaging to reach women and help them find healthy, safe options when faced with an unexpected pregnancy. A solid game plan, putting women in charge of their options. Research. Reach. Results. That's Vitae Foundation. Reaching pregnant women, resulting in life-affirming decisions where everyone wins. Learn more at adsforlife.org.
Enter the red zone with a team dedicated to advancing your ground game. From combines and tractors to a complete line of hay and forage tools, Case IH offers the equipment solutions you need to call the right play. Here's another great call. Score big with a free Case IH hat. Plus, register for a chance to win a gas grill. For more details and to enter, visit caseih.com/tigers.
Let Shelter Insurance take you to the zoo this season. Find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com. Register for a chance to win two tickets to a home game during the 2018 football season. The law firm of Lathrop Gage would like to recognize the Missouri Three Stripes Club. The Three Stripes Club honors student athletes who represent the Mizzou values of respect, responsibility, discovery, and excellence by going above and beyond socially, academically, and athletically. Today, we'd like to recognize Kelsey Dosey of the women's soccer team, the law firm of Lathrop Gage, proudly serving Missouri business since 1873. Coach Odom said at the top of the last segment that he wants to help you come to the Arkansas game. He wants to buy your ticket. So if you would like to be brought to the game by Coach Barry Odom, call 573-882-0704, 573-882-0704. And Ashley Moore and the folks in the Tiger Scholarship Fund will help get you hooked up for Tigers tickets against Arkansas coming up on Black Friday. By the way, I want to say shout out to a couple of parents who helped put a Mizzou student athlete through the football program and then into the NFL that are with us tonight, Jeff and Becky Barnes. It's great to see the Barnes here. Of course, Tim Barnes was a terrific player at the University of Missouri. Went on and has played for the Rams, 49ers, and looking for his next opportunity. Yeah, but anyway, had a great, great young man, Tim Barnes. You were going to say something before I rudely interrupted you.
No, you're good. I was going to say something and hi to the Barnes family. But the first caller in to Ashley, they can also call the first play of the game against Arkansas. So we'll throw that in there. Make sure it's a run-pass option.
Again, that phone number, 573-882-0704.
If we don't like it, we'll throw it.
We're going to get, again, we talked about Dom in the last segment. Daniel Parker had a breakout game as well, if you will, from a production standpoint. And people just look at stats. He does much more than just catch the football, but three receptions, his first collegiate touchdown for your football team last Saturday.
The things that both of those guys have done, but really what Daniel's done in his role, he's been the one of the best teammates that you could ask for. Very selfless on his actions. Was asked to move over positions after he had already kind of established himself on the defensive side. And without questioning, he said, I'll do whatever we need to do. And he's gone. He's embraced it. He's done such a heck of a job. He's helped our running game so well. And then, you know, he's athletic enough. He's a lot more. He's going to tell you he's a lot more athletic than he really is. But he's made some plays. And we were able to incorporate him in the pass game. I think it took a little while for our quarterbacks to gain some trust. And that's fine. That's warranted. But he's also earned it the way that he's practiced, and I'm proud of what he's done. Both of those guys are freshmen, and they're going to have great careers at Mizzou, not only because they're really good players, but they care about our football program and our team a lot more than individual accomplishments.
Last two games, your football team's been able to rush for 474 yards. Why have you been so productive on the ground in each of the last two games?
Well, it always starts up front with our offensive line. It starts with schematically finding ways to run the ball. And then I think, you know, all the guys that have carried it, they've ran with demeanor and attitude and on a mission. And I think the things that you've got to do in this league on the line of scrimmage, you've got to be able to make sure that it's okay running the power play and you line up on first and 10 and you line up and it's, you know, it's second down and 6 or 5.5. That's a win. And don't get tired of doing that. Make sure that your efforts are there. We've got the starting five that have played so many snaps, you know, for now almost two full years together. They're giving us an advantage every time, and then our runners are running really hard.
Well, of the 472, 236 belongs to Demaria Crockett. He's been a different running back in each of the last two games.
He has. He's really coming on, and it's because of the work he's putting in from Sunday all the way to game time. And I'm proud of what he's done. He's really grown up in a lot of ways. He's taken the load of leadership to a new level, and also, you know, the habits that he has throughout the week on getting himself mentally and physically ready to go play. He's kind of wrote the script here lately and for what we need to do moving forward on how you play the position.
How much of that work is related to just work watching video?
I think a lot of that mentally on seeing that, but also when he's not in class or out at practice, he's in with Rex or with Kutch, getting body maintenance and all the things that you need to do at this point in the year, because it is a grind. I mean, you're in week 12, really, of our football season. It's hard on you, especially when you're taking shots all the time, running the ball. But the things that he has done, he feels better right now than he did week 2 or week 3. And that's because he's done a great job preparation-wise. But it's also just like a number of things with our program, it's not done overnight. It's not done from week to week. It's done in the previous year on all the work that he's put into it.
As you know, this is a game, as the season progresses, it's a game of attrition. It puts really a lot of pressure on different parts of your football team, different position groups because of injuries. Guys get nicked up. Running back is one of those places, obviously. And you had a guy last week that got his first collegiate carry, and he ran for 12 yards. So he's averaging 12 yards per carry. I'd suggest give the ball to C.B. Bakari a little more often.
You hand it to him every time,
yeah.
Right? Simi has done a great job. He played previously in 4 games on special teams and was really an impact player for us there. But we got to that point, and Beatty was still healthy. We were under the mindset that we were going to go ahead and redshirt him. But then Beatty got hurt. Simi had just done such a great job down on the look squad with the other, you know, giving a look for our defense. Like, you know, he's really probably our next best back to give us an opportunity. You don't ever want to go into a game just with two guys. And Simi has stepped up. He's earned the opportunities that he's getting now. He hits the hole the way that you're supposed to, north and south. Great ball security, great demeanor, and he's going to be a really good player for us.
Mizzou Athletics would like to thank its premier partners, MU Healthcare and Shelter Insurance. That's Barry Odom. I'm Mike Kelly. Still to come in the bottom of the hour, our players segment. Dom Jacinto will join us, and also Daniel Parker Jr. We're at Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every day. Back after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
Welcome to F-150 Radio, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Dean, go.
I'm all about lowering the bar, like I only brush my teeth on Monday.
The new Ford F-150 lineup raises the bar by being number one in towing, payload, and torque. It can make you more capable.
Capable, shmapable.
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
When properly configured, classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
We're live at the Technology All-Star Game, where Marco just picked up another great win for its network security services. With so many online threats trying to penetrate this team's network, Marco's network security services played the perfect combination of offense and defense. This team stopped viruses in their tracks. That is some firewall. And all of that muscle is backed up by Marco's amazing service and support. See more Marco network security highlights at marconet.com.
Best tailgate? It's got to be burgers.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
And subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's got to be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No, seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
This football season, Regions doesn't want anything to get between you and the game you love, especially not a lost or stolen card. Lock It lets you lock your card before you even report the problem. Plus, with Lock It, you can use your Regions mobile app to customize your card protection for a little extra game day peace of mind. Because we get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Learn more at Regions.com/lockit. Regions, member FDIC, data fees may apply.
Hi, this is Dan Eichen with Samco Business Products. Have you ever wished you could see your completed office furnishings project before you had to choose it? Samco introduces Visual Impressions, our new design service that allows you to see and apply the actual fabrics and finishes to the products you select and place them in your building. We can add wall and floor coverings, doors and windows to simulate your exact space. Go to checksamco.com and click on Visual Impressions to learn more. Then relax, because with Samco, work just got better.
Is your man cave starting to feel like a real cave?
Is all the cold air from outside coming in to ruin all your basketball games?
Is the warm air in the summer making you feel like you're in the Sahara Desert watching that baseball game?
Call Columbia Water and Light at 573-874-2489 and find out who they would recommend to install your new air conditioner and heat pump.
Then your man cave will feel like the perfect day every day.
Brought to you by Columbia Youth Teaching Efficiency.
Mizzou football proud to partner with the Missouri Credit Union in an effort to sack hunger in Missouri. For each Tiger sack during the 2018 season, Missouri Credit Union donates $300 to the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. Central Bank's your hometown bank, the only place for Tiger checking. Open it today at www.tigerchecking.com. By the way, if you want to make your way to the Arkansas game but can't afford a ticket, Coach Barry Odom is going to buy a ticket for you. All you have to do is call 573-882-0704, 573-882-0704, and ask for Ashley Moore. Tigers in action this week on the road at Tennessee before closing the regular season at home on that Black Friday game against the University of Arkansas. We've talked during this program throughout the course of the year about a number of your different staff members, guys that maybe don't get the recognition that they deserve. We know that the longest tenured staff member in non-coaching is Rex Sharp, but another guy who's probably up there in years that's been a part of this program for a long, long time is the director of video operations, Mike Schumacher, does a terrific job for you.
An outstanding job, and he every year has put together a staff that you talk about being great teammates and team players. The things that they do each week on, doesn't matter if we change the practice time, where it is, what the elements are, they're out there because you've got to get film work of your practice. And then the way that they get that transferred over, you know, I don't give it a lot of thought. I know we go practice and I walk off the practice field, and by the time I shower and sit down to watch video, it's all ready to go. So you look at organizationally, if a guy didn't show up to work, how much would you be impacted? If Shuey didn't show up one day, it would be a world of hurt for the way that we function. So he's done a great job and does it every day. And I'm really glad that he's part of what we do.
He's got a big day coming up in his future, too.
Yeah, I ran home real quick while ago, and I saw a save the date card. So
save the date because he and Lorraine Rodriguez are going to be married. And so Miss Lorraine in the back, her only downfall is she's a Dodgers fan. Other than that, she's pretty good. Back after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
Tiger fans, gear up for the season at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From jerseys and hats to grills and tents, Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need for game day for less. Visit any of the many convenient locations in Missouri, including our new store in Columbia, or shop online at academy.com. That's academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of Mizzou Athletics.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a Nissan Titan just by customizing one. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan, choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. No purchase necessary. Ends 12/10/18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter and for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
When it comes to banking, you have a choice to make. You can go big, or you can go local. Or you can go to Central Bank and get the best of both worlds. The technology, tools, and services you need, with the flexibility of a bank who can make important decisions locally. Take a new look at the world of possibilities with Central Bank. Strong roots, endless possibilities. Start at centralbank.net. Member FDIC.
Hey, Tiger fans. It's time to plan your tailgates, and we want to help make it easy and hassle-free. Block Party is back and offering full turnkey service with premium reserve space, top-quality tents, lounge furniture, and bellhop services to Tiger fans who want a better game day experience. All you need to do is show up, and we'll handle the rest. For more information and to book a hassle-free tailgate, please visit our website at blockpartypresents.com/Mizzou.
As your dealer for life, Kia of Columbia knows the people we have around here make the difference. Your Kia's lifetime warranty gives you peace of mind no matter where you go. Your transmission and engine are covered 100%. The people taking care of your Kia are just as important. Nationally ranked and trained ASC certified technicians led by the one, the only, Sean Reno.
Hey, that's me.
I'm Ty Clark with Kia of Columbia. Service starts with the sale, but continues for a lifetime. Kia of Columbia, your dealer for life.
The newest SEC football rivalry continues. Shelter Insurance is proud to present the 5th annual Battle Line Rivalry Game between your Mizzou Tigers and the Arkansas Razorbacks on Black Friday, November 23rd. This year, the Battle Line Rivalry Game will continue to rock the gridiron and heat up the border back at Faurot Field. And it's all presented by Shelter Insurance. Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Tiger Talk presented each and every week by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every single day. Time now for our players segment. Please welcome a freshman tight end from Blue Springs, Missouri, Mr. Daniel Parker Jr. And a freshman wide receiver from Raytown, Missouri, Dominic Jacinto. Guys, first of all, thanks for taking time to be with us. Daniel, allow me to begin with you. If I would have told you this summer that by the month of November you'd be playing tight end, you would have said?
You're lying. I wouldn't have believed it. I mean, just growing up as a defensive lineman all my life, I mean, but playing O-line too, it just tight end never went through my head. I mean, I kind of knew I was on the athletic side of the more bigger people, but at the end of the day, I never thought I'd be playing tight end. So
when they came to you and said, hey, we think we want to move you, first of all, what crossed your mind? What were you thinking at that point in time?
At the time when they said they wanted to move me, I thought they were going to move me to O-line. So that kind of hit me hard. I was like, man, O-line? That means I have to gain a lot of weight. But then once they told me tight end, I was like, man, I mean, that kind of seems kind of good. I was thinking about catching the ball, like, right away. And then, I'm more of a team player. So anything they need me to do, I was just ready to do it. I was all for it.
Yeah, and obviously you've done a very good job in terms of the adjustment. I'm gonna get an opinion of Dominic in just a moment. But you did something this Saturday you've yet to do in college. You crossed the goal line with the football in your hand. How did that feel like? What did that feel like?
It felt great, you know, just to have all my family there and all my teammates just around me with love. Everything that my parents have had to go through, you know, just the position that God has placed me in with the help of the people they put around me is just, it was a great feeling. I mean, it was a very surreal moment for me.
And you couldn't have had an easier touchdown, right?
Yeah, there was no one around me, like, pool of air just around me. It was just so easy to just
walk. At that point in time, you start thinking, just catch the ball, just catch the ball.
That's all you had to do is just catch the ball and walk right into the end zone.
So you've been part of this offensive side from day one in camp. So seeing what he's done in terms of picking things up, how impressed are you?
I'm very impressed to see somebody just pick up the offense that we've been running within a couple of weeks, because it's not easy to pick up even for somebody that's been here a whole another semester before. So to see somebody do it in a few weeks is really impressive.
Take me through the pass play on the 99-yard drive, the reception you made in their territory to have that drive continue. Just take us through the route and kind of the things you saw as it unfolded.
The crossing route, right?
Right.
All right. I just went inside, saw I had a lot of room, started running across, drew through the crossing route. Kind of surprised at first that he even threw it. Turned up, just started running. I probably should have scored on that play, but kind of got nervous.
So when did it cross your mind, or when did you become confident in that, you know what, I'm going to get a chance to play this year, and I can have an impact on this offense?
I don't think it really hit me until maybe the Wyoming game. Mm-hmm. Whenever they put me in, it was third down. We kind of had to get the first down, and they called the play, and it was really supposed to go to me, and I kind of had to make somebody miss and get inside and make the play. And after that play, I thought, I can do this. I'm meant to do this.
For both of you, as you make the adjustment from high school ball to college, what's the biggest thing that you have to adjust to, Daniel?
I would just say that, especially from like a practice to game standpoint, you have to bring your energy and like little level of intensity every snap you play in practice. Like in practice, I'm not gonna lie, I took plays off here and there, but like you have to bring it every time. And during fall camp, I kind of learned the hard way. I've had people run me over, throw me down. So, I mean, it's all there to help me to get better, because I feel like if I bring it every time in practice, by the time I get to the game, there's nothing there that I haven't seen. Because I feel like the athletes we have on scout team are just as good as the people we play against. So, I mean, if I go against them hard 100% and do what I can do, then it'll be the same in the game.
Dominic, how about for you? What was the biggest adjustment?
Like he said, just the practice and games having to go full speed. I think the actual speed of the game and how it moves so fast, mm-hmm. that was one of the biggest changes for me coming from Raytown, where the ball wasn't moving as fast. The DBs that you were going against maybe weren't as good or anything like that. And then now on this level, everybody's good. You're no longer the best player on the field. You got to bring it every snap, or you're just going to be one of the people on there.
Different teams take on different personalities. I think we'd all agree with that. And sometimes it takes teams a longer amount of time to kind of figure out how to close the door, right? This team, after really suffering a difficult setback against Kentucky, pulled itself off the canvas and found a way to win at Florida in an impressive fashion, and then found a way late to win against Vanderbilt. So illustrate for us the mindset of this team right now in terms of how you were able to stay together inside the locker room after a difficult setback, but then also kind of what your the confidence level that you have right now as you move towards, you know, your third game in the month of November.
I think it was more on the fact that after that loss against Kentucky, we kind of noticed it is us. We got to make the change. We got to bring it. It's going to come down to the people who are in this room, and we got to have each other's backs no matter what. We can't listen to what the outside world may say. We can't listen to what they may say about us, if it's bad or good. We just got to keep doing what we do and make plays and go hard every snap.
This game is such a matter of confidence, too, and momentum. The defense comes up with a fourth and goal stop. You take over at the half-yard line, move it 99 yards. How much momentum did you as an offense gain from what they did defensively?
I think we gained a lot of momentum. Definitely gave us a little confidence going out there on the field, knowing that they got that goal line stop. I mean, the defense has worked so hard these past couple weeks in practice, and to see them do something like that and to put us back on the field in a position to take the game over and win it was just definitely helpful, gave great confidence.
Well, what you have done has been very impressive in terms of shifting positions and moving to tight end and seeing the bulk of the time over the last several games with both Kendall and Albert being out. But when you look at what Sam Bailey's done, too, for this football team, you watch it every day in practice. How impressed are you with that guy?
I'm very impressed. When I look at Sam, I see a team player, a guy who just goes out there and pours his heart and soul into this team because he's played every position on that line, including tight end now. And it's just, when you look at Sam Bailey, you know, when you look next to him, you look next to yourself and you see Sam, you know that that guy's willing to die for you. So I love him.
Daniel Parker Jr. is with us. So is Dominic Jacinto, both from the state of Missouri. Daniel's from Blue Springs. Dominic from Raytown. So why Mizzou?
I really fell in love with Mizzou when I was really young. I used to watch the games when I was probably 6, 7. I came to my first camp when I was about 7 years old, and I think I met Jeremy Macklin at that camp. Kind of fell in love with the whole entire school and never really turned back from it.
Has it met your expectations?
It's exceeded my expectations.
How about for you, Daniel? Why Missouri? You were one of those guys. There was a highly, I guess, thought of group of kids that were coming out at the same time that you were, and you were one of the first guys that said, this is where I want to be. So why? What was it about Missouri that struck an accord with you?
I would say growing up, I didn't really know much about the game of football. I really didn't watch college football until maybe my junior year, and even then I didn't really watch it like that. But when Mizzou started recruiting me and I started taking some visits, I saw some guys there who were kind of just like me. And I was like, man, I like this place. It kind of feels like home. So as time went on, I kept going. And I've taken a lot of visits to Mizzou, and every time I go, it just feels like home. And it may be a different group of guys there now, and it's just they all have the same energy, and they all want to bring the same impact to the field, and that's what I love.
Just like me. Elaborate on that. What is just like me?
We got a group of guys who like to play around, like to have fun, but when it's time to get serious and get things done, that's what they're locked in and focused and ready to go.
You talked about your parents and how supportive that they've been. Just kind of build on that, if you will, a little bit. Expand on that. Just the impact that they've had on your life and allowing you to be in this position today.
I was in about middle school. I wasn't really the ideal kid. I was always in and out of trouble, this and that, and my mom and my dad just had to sit me down and have a talk with me and let me know that I have a bright future ahead of me if I can get on the right path. And so from that day forward, I got on the right path. My mom has had to work two jobs. My dad's had to work two jobs just to make sure that we had food on the table and a roof over our head. I mean, it's me. I got an older brother, a younger brother. It hasn't been easy for us as we're going along, but that's why I'm here right now, trying to provide a better life for my family.
Dom, how about for you? Talk about people that have had an impact on allowing you to be in this position.
I think the main person would be my mom. She's always been there for me no matter what. She's made an impact by never letting me down with anything that she's ever done. She's always provided for me even whenever it may have been hard. There were times where she would have to miss work just to come see me play. She would rather come see me play than to have to go to work. She would have to do a lot of different things. She did whatever she could to make me happy.
When I think of Raytown, I think of Bud Lathrop. I think of basketball. I think of the great Jervon Crudup who played here. When did Raytown become a football school?
I think last year, my senior year, we became a really big football school with a new coaching change. They're really starting to get on the right track, especially this year. I think they ended up going maybe 8-9-2.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, after last year with the new coach, we just changed our whole entire mindset and that we are a good team. We got good players. We need to play as a team, and we can win games.
Daniel, for you, you look at the tight ends and Kendall Blanton, Blue Springs, Missouri. Daniel Parker Jr., Blue Springs, Missouri. I don't know. You guys take pride in that?
We definitely do. Coming from the same city, our two high schools weren't really – they didn't really like each other.
Right.
But, I mean, me and Kendall talk about that all the time. We got people from back home who are showing us love together. Like, once you get out of that high school, it's kind of like the city of Blue Springs. We love each other. But when you're in high school, it's like you're bumping heads, neck and neck. But, I mean, me and Kendall have been like this so far. So, I mean, I love that dude.
What would you like to major in here?
Major?
What would you like to major in college?
I'm majoring in physical therapy right now.
Okay. Eventually, what would you like to do?
I want to be a physical therapist, kind of like maybe trying to retire off of what Rex is doing right now.
So where did that interest come from?
Our trainer at my high school, I just always spend time in the training room getting treatment, and he's always talked to me about, like, the things he's done and, like, the clinicals he's had to do in PT school. And, I mean, I just like helping people and doing things like that.
Dom, how about for you? What are you majoring in, and what would you eventually like to do?
I'm majoring in psychology, and I think that I want to further on to being a sports psychologist at some college or maybe even a professional team. I just wanted to do something that I can help other people in, and I just found that was interesting.
When did that become of interest? I mean, when did you finally start, or when did you start taking notice of that and think, yeah, this might be something I want to major in?
It kind of brought interest to me after my first semester in college. I wasn't really liking in the field that I was in, and I was looking around, seeing what I may like to do and what I wanted to do to help. I just knew I wanted to help people, and I kind of figured I still want to stay in sports, and sports psychology would be kind of fun, so just going with it.
How difficult is time management, you know, for young guys, you know, particularly coming out of high school and being in college and trying to figure out, oh, I've got this full-time thing I've got to do called football, but then I also have my studies and the academic part of it as well. You've got to be pretty balanced. So how difficult was that part of it, learning the time management skills?
I think it was very difficult at first, but with the help of the people in our academic area and our coaches managing the times around so where we could go to academics and go to football and still maybe have like a couple hours of free time to ourselves really helped. Plus, being able to go to tutoring and mentoring sessions and being able to get that study work done while still at the Mizzou Training Center really helps.
How about for you?
I think they made it very easy for us, or at least for me. My normal day, I'll spend at practice in the morning, and then right after that, I'll be in treatment, so I'll be with Rex. After that, I'll be in class and then tutoring and then with Rex again. So they basically almost plan my day out from day to day to day to day. So it's not very hard for me. They mostly manage my time at this point.
Coach O'Fadale, of course, a guy that played here at Missouri, a guy who played in the NFL as well. What is he like as a position coach, and what are some of the things that you've been able to take from him during your time here?
Coach O'Fadale is actually, in my eyes, a great coach. He's brought energy to our room. He's brought focus to our room. He's made us as players better just because him coming from a tight end background, he can dissect everything that we are doing and see it and bring himself into it. And because he was a player, he knows how we may feel. He knows how everything may be affecting us. So he's not the coach that's going to be super hard on you because he's been in that spot. He's going to help you through it. He's going to make sure you take care of your business, but at the same time, he's going to be there for you.
Joe John Finley is also a guy that's played at the very highest level. He coaches the tight ends. Again, some of the things, particularly for a guy new to the position, that he's taught you about playing that position.
When I first got the tight end and he hit me with the playbook, he kind of helped me break it down into like small things like So maybe on one play, I'm just blocking it like regularly instead of trying to read things. And then eventually, once I start picking him up after like he's giving me tests and stuff, and I start passing him, getting 100% on him, then now I'm starting to read things and look and see what to do that's easier. But he's really helped me. Him, Kendall, Albert, they really just brought me along.
If you had a day to yourself, nothing on the schedule, no class, no football, how's Dominic Jacinto going to spend that day?
I'm probably going to hang out with my dog the whole entire day.
What kind of dog?
Cane Corso.
Awesome. What else are you going to do?
Probably watch a little TV and just relax. Yeah. I don't really do much.
Daniel, how about for you? Full day. You don't have anything on this calendar.
See, me, it's kind of hard for me to pass time without doing anything that comes back to football or maybe getting treatment. So I'll probably go up and give me maybe an hour lift and get some treatment in, and then I'm just relaxing, watching movies for the rest of the night.
Okay, so you just said something that I've got to come back to, because you said it's hard for me to do something that's not football. You also said about 5 minutes ago that football did not become a priority or an interest until, you know, you were a junior or senior in high school. So what was it about this game that created this love affair that clearly you have with it?
The thought that it was a possibility for me to make it to college and have a free scholarship to play the sport. And I fall in love with things that I know will help better myself in life. And so I kind of just fell in love with the game, knowing that it could help take me forward to do great things in life.
Daniel Parker Jr., tell us something about Dominic Jacinto that we don't know.
Something about Dom you don't know. Well, one, when we were growing up and we were playing football in sixth grade and we were going against each other, they kind of threw him maybe, I think it was a screen pass or a pitch play. Man, he didn't see me coming. I just rocked him.
How many times does he bring that up during casual conversation? Hey, yeah. Do you remember the time I rocked you as a sixth grader?
A little too much.
A little too much, yeah? Yeah. All right, here's the good news. You get to go last.
All right.
So, Dominic, tell us something about Daniel Parker Jr. We don't know.
He used to be a real big chubby kid with big glasses, and he always had the big jean shorts on and the polo white tee.
How athletic was he back then?
He was all right. Nothing like he is now.
Nothing like he is now. Hey, guys, thank you for your time tonight. Congratulations on a terrific season. Close it out the right way. Go get a win at Tennessee. I appreciate it. Dominic Jacinto and Daniel Parker Jr. I'm Mike Kelly. More Tiger Talk after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
Welcome to F-150 Radio, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Dean, go.
I'm all about lowering the bar, like I only brush my teeth on Monday.
The new Ford F-150 lineup raises the bar by being number one in towing, payload, and torque. It can make you more capable.
Capable, shmapable.
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
When properly configured, classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GBWR based on Ford segmentation.
Excited for Tigers football game day? Well, Papa John's just made it even better. Every day, Tigers football takes the field, get 50% off your regular menu price order from PapaJohns.com with promo code Mizzou50. That's right. Spend every football game day with 50% off your entire online order when you enter promo code Mizzou50 at PapaJohns.com. Don't spend another game day without Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's, proud partner of your Missouri Tigers.
The Club at Old Hawthorne, a golf course of incomparable quality and uncompromised standards. It's everything you look for in a golf course and country club, which is why it's also the home to your Mizzou men's and women's golf teams. Make Old Hawthorne your home course. New sports and golf members pay only social dues rates until April 2019. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit oldhawthorne.com or call 573-442-5280.
It's internet and TV like never before. Introducing Extreme. With Extreme, you can stream live TV to mobile devices in your home and use TiVo to take your recorded shows on the go. Plus, use apps like YouTube and Netflix on your TV. Yep, your favorite apps are now available on your big screen. And with the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, this system is built for multi-streaming. Experience Extreme. New from MediaCom. Call 844-EXTREME3.
Missouri's families deserve safe roads and bridges. The skilled men and women of the Laborers Union of Eastern Missouri and our contractors are working together to build the infrastructure you need to safely get to work, get the kids to school, and run your errands. Safe Roads and Bridges Drive Missouri. Rely on the skilled men and women of the Laborers Union of Eastern Missouri and our contractors to build your next mile of road. Paid for by MoLessett.org.
Whoa, we're going to Andy's.
Hi, folks. This is Andy from Andy's Frozen Custard. After 30 years in business, we have found the ultimate combination of three ingredients. It's our super secret ooey gooey mix. Chunks of Heath Bar, fresh roasted almonds, and warm caramel, all blended together with Andy's Made Fresh Hourly Vanilla Frozen Custard for the ultimate ooey gooey concrete. It's so good, it's hard to get the spoon from your cup to your mouth and back to your cup fast enough. Available only at nearby Andy's Frozen Custard. You're going to love it.
Visit eatandys.com for the Andy's nearest you.
Tiger Talk presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every single day. Shelter Insurance presents the Battle Line Rivalry. This year, the Tigers host Arkansas at Faro Field. Show your support so Missouri can keep the trophy in Columbia. The Battle Line Rivalry, Friday, November the 23rd, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. And again, if you want tickets to the game, Coach Odom will buy you a ticket if you can't afford yours. 573-882-0704. 573-882-0704. Ask for Ashley Moore in the Tiger Scholarship Fund. Partner with the Tigers in the Food Bank, the official charitable partner of Mizzou Athletics. Visit scoreagainsthunger.org to learn more about the Score Against Hunger campaign presented by MPIX. Two impressive young men you just allowed us to talk to.
You know, the things that they've done since they've been here, and Dom was a mid-year transfer, right, or mid-year graduate, so he's been here a little bit longer, but they've looked at exactly what we put out in front of them to go do, and the expectations, and they've done it every day, academically, socially, spiritually, teamwork, in every aspect. And that's the reason why they're having success the way that they are, is because they've got blinders on, they go to work every day, and they care about our program. They've got a lot of plays that they're going to make over our career, and they're going to make Mizzou football better. They're going to make our university better, and when they get out into the real world, they'll make our society better.
As you look at guys, and it's more than just the athletic side of things that you recruit. So kind of give us kind of a breakdown of that checklist that you're looking into a young man.
Well, number one, I want guys that like to play ball, and that's maybe a general elementary statement, but that is not always the case. I mean, there could be a talented guy, but he doesn't really like the process of doing everything that it takes to be successful as a college student athlete. And then, you know, guys that are captains, that are from winning programs, that are leaders, that means something to me. Guys that are multi-sport athletes, I like to see that. You know, unfortunately for Daniel, he was, or fortunately, he was a great basketball player. And, you know, he thinks he should be the starting point guard for Konzo right now. That he's not that good, but he was a really good player. I mean, he averaged almost 30 points a game his senior year at Blue Springs. He was a really good, you know, he was a great basketball player. Dom Jacinto came to three camps that we had last summer, and every camp that he was here, he got more reps than anybody in camp. He was cutting in line because he's a great competitor, which was awesome. I loved it. He wasn't one of the guys that just went over to the side and was too cool to go work out. We went down to a satellite camp in Memphis and worked that camp. Dom showed up. He did the same thing there with 1,800 campers. He always showed up. He was about ball. He was about working. And there wasn't a stage that was too big for him to go compete. And both of those guys have some qualities like that their upbringing and the programs they've been, the families that they've got, the structure that they have, they're going to be really successful in anything that they put their minds to.
Final segment of Tiger Talk on the Central Bank Tiger Network is after this.
It is I, thine king. Today, I speaketh on behalf of Bud Light and the most sacred of traditions, the tailgate. In my days as a collegiate liege, I hosted the very first tailgate in yon woods. We didn't have coolers or sports. We were basically just in the woods. But we had Bud Light, so a tailgate it was. Anyway, I invite you to continue my legacy and enjoy Bud Light courtesy of me at your tailgate. Also courtesy of me. Dilly dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Missouri fans, you can sleep easy tonight. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Tigers and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code TIGERS and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code TIGERS.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through, like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Tiger Talk continues, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every single day. A reminder, with next week being Thanksgiving, we will not have a show next week. So just as a reminder, no Tiger Talk next week because of the Thanksgiving holiday. But the Tigers will be in action on Friday at 1:30 against the Arkansas Razorbacks at Faurot Field in Columbia. Make sure you're there early. Not only is it blackout, but it is also Senior Day, where they honor the Missouri seniors. So make sure you are there early for the game against the Arkansas Razorbacks. Tennessee, though, this weekend, national television broadcast by CBS. Of course, you can hear it here beginning at 12:30. Jeremy Pruitt's the head coach in his first season. Of course, spent time at Alabama as Nick Saban's defensive coordinator. His team playing with much more confidence, and you can just see a steady progression in improvement since he's taken over. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, they've had really good players. They've got athletes, and now he is putting them in position to play well. They're playing with confidence. You know, they won at Auburn. They beat Kentucky last week. They've got the players to do it. They've got the scheme to do it. And he's got them playing their best ball right now. I think defensively, you look at them, the front seven, they're very active. And playing with confidence, playing together, playing smart, playing fast. And then on the back end, very aggressive in their coverages, the way that they match it up. There will be, you know, we've got to make sure that we are able to continue drives on third downs. And then offensively, look at the number of backs that they're playing, all really, you know, they've got three guys in there that are really good in this league. The vertical passing game for them has really set them over the edge here in the last couple of weeks on the way they're playing. The quarterback is playing smart football. He's only thrown two picks all year, which is obviously a stat that you know, make you step back and look at it a little bit. He's playing really well. And that atmosphere, we're looking forward to that. There'll be 100,000 people. It's sold out. And growing up in college sports and the way that you follow it, you know, there was always a little bit of mystique and allure about playing the 2:30 game.
Absolutely.
On CBS, the SEC 2:30 game. And we get that opportunity this week. What a great opportunity for our program.
Yeah, and you mentioned Garantano. So as you've watched him on video and thinking back to the same player that you saw a year ago, what's different in his approach to the game and the way that he's leading his offense?
Well, he's playing very confident and he's making the right decisions. So that, to me, he's had the skills. Now he's being coached on what to do. He's delivering the ball where it needs to be. I think he's improved. He is throwing as good of a deep ball as anybody that we've seen. And he's given his receivers an opportunity to go make plays. Callaway, jersey number one, is a talented, talented guy, making a lot of plays. Their tight end number four is all over the field, doing things for their offense in not only the run game, but also the vertical pass game, the underneath stuff. They got a really good thing going. So it's our challenge, but also look at it at what we've done this week, the things we've done the last couple of weeks. I think we're playing our best ball as well. Should be an unbelievable environment and a great game.
Darrell Taylor is the guy you got to account for, too. Their Sam linebacker who a week ago had three sacks, and any time that you move into the same category as a guy named Reggie White, That's something that kind of captures your attention. He's got 7 sacks on the season.
Yeah, very explosive, athletic. They move him around to find ways and mismatches to cause disruption. And, you know, we've got to know where he is every snap.
Finally, just a thought on another road, your last road game of the season.
Our guys really have, you know, we enjoy the opportunity. We get to take 70 guys. That's the, you know, the limit on how many you can take. We embrace the opportunity, the challenge to be together. We've got 70. That's all we need. That's all we want. And let's go do it. And the team has embraced that, the opportunity, again, for the student-athlete experience to play in this environment. You know, 100,000 people on the road together. Our guys are really excited about that chance.
Get it done. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
It's Barry Odom. I'm Mike Kelly. Thanks for listening to Tiger Talk on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
From Buffalo Wild Wings, Tiger Talk has been presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. Also brought to you in part by Bud Light, proud friend of the Mizzou Tigers, famous among friends. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Central Bank Tiger Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.